prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to... Ghosts in the system already. The show hasn't even started yet. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's Friday. As you can tell by the mishaps, it's casual Friday, where I get to spend 2 hours in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo, who has some amazing stories to talk about today. So,
hi, everybody.
And, of course, we have to mention that our title sponsor is All-American EFX Sports, All-American Pharmaceuticals. And yesterday, Dr. Jeff made an offer to people who want to try VitaDrive, which is their unbelievable multivitamin mineral supplement. You can get it for $5.95 plus shipping and handling if you use the coupon code DRJEFF, Dr. Jeff. And you can get there by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking any one of the All-American EFX banner ads. How's that sound?
So, was that yesterday or Wednesday?
Yes, I'm sorry, Wednesday. You know, the days just fly by for me. So, yes, it was this week.
Is it a full-size bottle?
Yeah.
Wow, for $5.99?
Yeah, it's a bargain. I think it's like $16 off the normal price, and you still have to pay shipping no matter what. But
he
really believes that people would benefit from using that as a foundational supplement and then adding their other things on top of it.
And how long is this going to last?
Until it stops. I don't know. We didn't say that.
Okay.
So there you go.
And do they ship overseas?
Yes. They're international.
Okay.
They have representation all over the world. It's amazing. And since we're talking about it, I just got the results of their Taxadrol product that's supposed to raise blood testosterone levels.
Yes.
They did two studies side by side, one on rodents and one on humans. And guess what?
What?
It works. It raised testosterone levels.
It raises testosterone levels?
About 200%.
And what's the name of the product?
Taxadrol. So anyway, okay, so enough of that. So today is Casual Friday. We have lots of great stories to talk about. Some funny, some we will rant about. Where are we going to start?
We are going to start with Carl's blog from yesterday.
Yes.
Where you posted the bone broth in a hurry.
Yes.
Alternative. So you did have some people out there that...
And I predicted it. I said the bone broth aficionados are going to get mad at me for posting this.
But you know, but this is a good alternative if you don't have time to make it yourself.
And okay,
or you don't have access to the bones that you need.
If you don't have time to make it, if you don't plan on making it, you haven't ordered it yet from one of the many internet websites that are now popping up everywhere to sell bone broth, which by the way is very expensive to ship because it's heavy, okay? Shipping water is expensive. You know, and you just want something right now that is maybe only...
Right now?
Yeah, right now. And so you want something right now that is an alternative to bone broth. You can make it. And I give the recipe in my blog, and it's just two things. It's organic, low-sodium chicken broth from Trader Joe's, which I understand these are not necessarily pastured chickens. I get that because one of the bone broth... police said, well, that's not pasture chickens. And you're right. And Great Lakes collagen hydrolysate, which is, by the way, from grass-fed cows. And you can add a little beef tallow if you want, or coconut oil, or some other fat if you want. And you've got a great alternative replacement for bone broth in literally minutes.
So Aaron Mackin,
yes,
said that there is a pastured bone broth that you can buy. A pastured chicken broth that you can buy. Do you know which one that was that she was talking about?
I don't remember it. I remember she mentioned the name in there. I don't remember what it was.
I can't find it, but Aaron Mackin said that there. Aaron, if you're listening, send us the name of the pastured chicken broth that you use.
Yeah, and so obviously you can buy real bone broth now, too. There's several companies. In fact, we have a restaurant here in town that's a Cuban restaurant that makes a soup from beef marrow.
Which soup is that?
I don't know the name of it. I want to go check it out. But, I mean, the idea of bone broths and broths in general are really catching on. But sometimes you just need something real quick. You're traveling maybe and you want to throw something together. You can do it.
Well, that's nice. That Great Lakes collagen is nice.
Really good stuff.
Okay, just one quick question and we can move on. What about the gelatin that people are talking about?
That's collagen. You know, Knox gelatin. My mother used to use it to make her nails stronger, right? It's the gelatin that we make Jell-O out of.
And then what do you think about that?
I don't know of its quality. I think it's good if you can stomach it. Some people can't stomach it. It's a little too thick, if you will.
Well, I can speak for the Great Lakes gelatin because I'm the most sensitive person in the world.
Yes.
It doesn't bother me at all.
I mean, it goes down easy. It doesn't have that nasty, you know, gelatin has a funny taste because it's made from tendons, ligaments, hooves, and stuff like that. And it's got like a, you know what it tastes like? If you've ever used a Dremel to file your nails, you smell your nail burning.
Mm-hmm.
That's what cheap gelatin tastes like.
Well, this has no taste to
exactly.
it. You can add it to anything.
Yes, and it's kosher, it's vegan, it's vegetarian, it's paleo, it's everything. So it may be a little bit more expensive than a box of Knox gelatin from the grocery store, but the process in which they manufacture it and the cows that they get the sinewy soft tissue from are much higher quality.
So I just have to mention this story because we talked about this woman before. She's not really a part of the physical culture, but it's a funny story.
Okay.
So just want to mention it quickly. So do you remember us talking about the woman who put her house up for sale and part of the contract negotiation was that she came along with the house?
Yeah, I thought that was brilliant, actually, because, you know, she wants to get married, probably. She doesn't want to have to move out of the house, but for some reason she has to sell the house. Yeah.
She's 40 years old, and she's, you know.
And she was attractive, as
I recall. She's not a bad, and the house looks nice, too, in the photo. Well, she found a taker.
Really?
It was a 46-year-old man that is going to sell the house in the town that he lives in and going to buy her house, and they're going to
marry her.
They're going to get married. They haven't met yet. They've been texting each other, and they're supposed to meet in about a month or so. And he's going to buy the house for $76,500.
Is that what she was asking for?
Mm-hmm.
Good for her.
And they're supposedly going to get married.
Does this mean that in the near future we will see Coldwell Banker competing with eHarmony for making marriages happen?
Maybe so.
I mean, think about that, right?
Hey, somebody out there, that might be a business opportunity.
You know, you can think of the things you can sell. You can sell a car and find the love of your life. You can sell a house and find the love of your life. What other things could you bundle people with now? It's like bundling people. That's what this is.
It's a crazy world out there that we live in. Okay, speaking of crazy, Blue Bell ice cream.
Yeah,
okay,
it's poison.
We talked about it last week.
Yeah, it's all of it's been
Listeria.
Recalled.
Yeah, every single
for six
bit.
Years now. They've had Listeria in their ice cream for 6 years. Interesting, we're just hearing about it now.
So they've recalled every single bit of it, and now all of a sudden, Blue Bell ice cream is popping up on Craigslist, and people are selling it $499 for a half gallon.
Well, that's stupid. First of all, it makes people sick. Well, wait a minute. Anybody who shops on Craigslist has to have one wheel in the sand to begin with.
So here's the description. Blue Bell vanilla ice cream tested by me, and I'm still alive. From an eager seller on Craigslist.
So what does that mean? Does that mean he opened up the half gallon that he's selling you and took a spoonful of it and ate it and then sells you the rest?
For $499. Well, it's since been pegged and flagged and removed
yeah,
and
I
taken
would imagine
down.
So. I bet it was on, you wouldn't get that on what you call it, eBay, I bet.
Oh my gosh. Another crazy person listed their pint of crazy cookie dough with a K, crazy with a K, cookie mm-hmm. dough for $10,000 on Craigslist.
Yeah, good luck with that. And if you're stupid enough to buy something that is known to make people sick, then I guess you deserve what you get.
Okay, so this next story made me cry when I read it.
Are you going to cry now when you recant it?
No.
I mean, when you recall it?
Recant when I re-
recant it, sorry.
No, there is an elderly man in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
You already have one elderly man in your life. You want another one?
He evidently was in a center. I guess he was in a rehab center because he had a stroke. And he was in the rehab center for 6 months. He got released and he went home. And So he gets home, and he has no family. He has no one to take care of him. And so they just released him to his house by himself.
They wheel him out to the curb in the wheelchair. He stands up, and they go, have a nice day, and they walk away.
So he's in his house. He has no food. So imagine
he's been gone. Don't they usually ask you if you have
someone
to pick you up?
He's been gone for 6 months. He has no food. So he dials 911 and asks for the 911 operator if someone can help him because he has no food. He has no way to – he said, I can't get up out of this damn chair. And he has no way to help himself. So she went and bought groceries for him.
She did, the 911 operator.
She did, the 911 operator went and bought groceries for him and brought them to him. He said she showed up at her door with two police officers carrying a box of groceries for him. And she brought all of his favorite things, a box of groceries containing a head of cabbage, green beans, pickled beets, and Pepsi, and she even made him a few ham sandwiches before she left.
How wonderful is that? And not a single person was shot? You mean police were in this story and no one was shot? That's that's amazing in the United States today.
Anyway, but this is interesting. I have to just mention this before we go into the break. So there were two different news outlets reporting this. One was ABC News and one was NBC News. Mm-hmm. I mean, MSN News. So on MSN News, they reported that he lived in Fayetteville, Arkansas, mm-hmm. and that he had been released from the hospital for cancer, which he is fighting cancer, but he had been in a stroke rehab center.
Okay.
So that goes to show that
the accuracy, because the reality is that he was released as a result of fighting a overcoming a stroke from the rehab center, and he lives in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Yes, but MSN
with the folks at Microsoft News Network, Fayetteville is Fayetteville. What does it matter? It's like we're too busy breaking big stories on the Disney vaccine outbreak to worry about where this guy lives.
They said here that if anybody would like to help him, to contact the Fable, FABLE police.
We're going to help them. You and I talked about it this morning. Yes. We're going to send them something from the Superhuman Nation.
Okay, so I just thought that was an interesting story.
So should we send him McDonald's, Wendy's, or...
Bone broth.
Yeah, there you go. We should send them bone broth.
I think so.
There you go. Okay. We could either take a break now or cover another story. We have time for either.
Let's just go ahead and take our break.
Okay, do you already know what we're going to talk about when we come back? Or are you going to we're going to spin the wheel during the break?
We are going to talk about vaccines.
Yes, excellent. Since I just mentioned MSN's coverage of the vaccine outbreak. Perfect.
Yes.
I mean the measles outbreak. You're listening to Casual Friday here on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. PRIMAL-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com,
Learn. Teach. Lead.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel, but be able to see. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Two Trinidad girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside.
Welcome back. So since I talked about Disney and the measles outbreak, which obviously sparked national attention, what do you want to talk about vaccines?
Well, I want to talk about there was a vaccine tragedy in Mexico. Have you heard about that?
No. What happened?
Okay. So 52 children were vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 52 of the children that were vaccinated had adverse reactions.
How many children were vaccinated altogether, do they say?
Well, what it says here is that when within hours of being vaccinated, 37 babies out of a total of 52.
Okay, 52.
Had adverse reactions.
Okay. And what were those adverse reactions?
Some began to convulse. Two died.
Really?
37 were hospitalized, and 13 were reported in critical condition.
Two died.
Then you didn't hear this on the news.
So if you said 57 altogether.
52.
52. So that's a significant. That's a half a percent? 1%?
The two that died included a 30-day-old girl.
5%. That's 5%.
A 30-day-old girl and a 28-day-old boy. They received the vaccine against hepatitis B, tuberculosis, and rotavirus.
Isn't that the normal
BCG.
One of yeah, that's the one of the normal viruses they give infants.
Mm-hmm. So they've put a preventative suspension on the BCG vaccine so that they can
Wait. How could they do that? We all know vaccines are good for you.
Mexican Social Security Institute ordered the preventative suspension of the PCG.
Well, I wonder why in Mexico they don't apply the same rules they apply here in the United States that, you know, look, some kids have to die in order for other kids to be protected. That's just the way it is.
And why has this news been virtually ignored by the U.S.?
Well, we ignore everything that goes on in other countries.
Okay, but they didn't ignore the measles outbreak from Disney.
Yeah, I get it. So in other words, the measles outbreak in Disney, how many people got sick in Disney? Do you remember? Well, more importantly, did anybody die from the measles outbreak in Disney?
No.
And that sparked national debate and fervor over the importance of being vaccinated with the measles vaccine, which, by the way, We know that some of those kids who got measles were vaccinated already, by the way, so it didn't protect them. But we heard all about that, and it didn't cause any fatalities. Yet here we have two fatalities that occurred, and 37 altogether adverse reactions from a single 52 inoculations of a vaccine, and we hear nothing about that.
Nothing. So the measles outbreak has called for a legislation to
force parents to
get vaccinated. Like in California, those people were coming out against people who don't vaccinate their children.
Right.
And there's been heated battles over this in different states.
You know what I don't understand about the idiots who
want to... But nobody says anything about these poor children in Mexico.
Well, sure, because you can't talk bad about vaccines in this country. Look, we bash vaccines on this show, and that doesn't mean that all vaccines are bad. There's a middle ground here, right? But we bash vaccines on this show, so everybody thinks that I'm just an anti-vaccine idiot, and I'm not. I put a lot of thought into this. But at the end of the day, you should have the right to choose whether to vaccinate or not. You should have the right to choose whether to take on the risk of not vaccinating or the risk of vaccinating. You should have the right to choose that. And a government agency should not be able to force you to do something that we know has adverse reactions and adverse effects. And here we have children dying in Mexico from vaccines. So while I bash vaccines, one of the reasons I bash them is because there's an unbelievable tidal wave of media, talking heads, pundits, and idiots who are telling you that they're the safest thing in the world. And then when these kind of things happen,
that they boost your immune system.
Well, and I predicted this. Okay? I said that they would come out and they would try to spin the whole vaccine thing. Because I said, look, we know that people are getting the measles and they've gotten the vaccine. So why are we telling everybody they have to vaccinate? Oh, wait. It's because of the herd theory.
Herd immunity.
Well, that's not working either because the majority of the United States has been vaccinated against measles. So measles must be mutating to avoid the vaccine. So they know that people who are getting the measles have gotten the vaccine and they're going, oh, man, cat's out of the bag. Vaccine doesn't produce protection against the measles. We need to come up with another angle. Oh, well, by the way, that the CDC released a report, was it last week or the week before we talked about it? That, well, if you got the vaccine, you got the measles, it's all good anyway because the vaccine helps boost your entire immune system.
That's what I just said. It's supposed to boost your immunity.
Yeah. I mean, think about that. Think about going to the store to buy steak and you come home and you unwrap it and it's chicken. They go, well, I know you paid for steak, but, you know, chicken's protein too. It's like, where is the accountability at the CDC level for propagandizing the absolute unabashed safety of vaccines and trying to squelch any negative dialogue about vaccines? Why aren't they should be the one in the middle going, look, overall vaccines are good, but they do carry risks. People should be able to choose because we don't want to force somebody to get vaccinated and then they end up dying. No, instead they take the opposite role and they go, which government operates under this, the greater good. Well, yes, your child may develop autism or die, but the vast majority of children will be protected. So look at your child like a saint. They gave their life for progress. Tell that to the parent whose child is dying. I mean, it's terrible. Terrible. Yeah, no one talks about the negative things that happen with vaccines. They play it down. Oh, well, that's Mexico. They must have been reusing the same syringe to do every vaccine. That's why those children got sick and died. I mean, they downplay it. Terrible.
It is terrible.
Just report the truth and let people make their own decisions. That's all. Don't take a side in this.
Okay, so I'm just reading this right now, but this is a blog post about a girl from someone who wrote it because she didn't write it because she's dead, who received the HPV vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And within days of receiving the Gardasil vaccine, she died. She was 22 years old. Oh, she was 21 years old, and she didn't live to see her 22nd birthday.
Yeah, and Rick Perry should get a copy of that. Was she in Texas by any chance? Rick Perry, the idiot who wanted to make it mandatory for everyone in Texas to be vaccinated with Gardasil. I'm telling you, it's crazy now. Politicians, I think that the quality of politicians and their IQ are at all-time lows, and their greed and deceptive approaches are at all-time highs, and they will do anything for any industry. They will kowtow and do anything for any industry that that ensures them the financial backing to become elected and stay in office. They will sell the American population down the river. That's it. And you know what? I'm sure that there's people out there going to say, well, this guy is good and that guy is good. And because I always see people politicizing on Facebook. But well, this politician is good. They're, none of them are good. None of them. They all pick and choose their agendas. They all need the same the funding to become elected officials. They all sell out somewhere, somewhere.
Okay, so back to vaccines. There was a lung cancer vaccine that was developed in Cuba, and it could soon arrive in the U.S.
Yeah. You know what it is, right?
Epidermal growth factor.
Yeah, yeah. Right. I was going to make a joke. I would say it's cigars because you don't inhale them.
Well, you know, interestingly enough, the lung cancer rate in Cuba is really high because of all the cigar smoke, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
they come up with a vaccine. How's it working for them?
Well,
we don't know that.
We don't know that, but what we do know is they had a study in 2003. There was a small study done, and the patients improved they lived 6 months longer.
Yeah, right. Wow, and it's a big success. And it probably costs tens of thousands of dollars to squeeze an extra 6 months out of life for these people. Now, keep in mind, EGF, epidermal growth factor, plays a very, very important role in creating the barrier in the skin that protects you against invasion from diseases and spores and things like that that could enter your skin. So shutting down EGF entirely, systemically, whole body wide is not a good idea. Epidermal growth factor plays very, very important roles in the body. Granted, one of those roles may be to improve the growth of tumors, but shutting down EGF system wide is not a good idea.
The vaccine works by creating a protein in the body that primes the immune system to attack a hormone called epidermal growth factor, EGF. A naturally occurring hormone in the body.
And there's a reason it's naturally occurring, because the body needs it.
The naturally occurring hormone can feed deadly tumors, and by vaccinating a patient, doctors can attempt to stop the tumor's growth.
But see, here's the problem. So the American population hears that. Oh, it stops this hormone that feeds tumors. And they think that that is all this hormone does, this growth factor. What these doctors should be doing when they say that is, now, epidermal growth factor also improves repair of soft tissue, improves collagen production in the skin, creates the barrier that causes immunity in the skin. I'm sure it plays a role in brain function. I'm sure it plays a role in everything they should do. And then people will go, wait a minute. So it does this thing here with tumor cells, but it's going to have this negative effect on all these other systems. They don't do that. The American public just simply assumes, oh, that's all it does. That's all it does. They found the cure.
Well, and if this improves their survival rate from 5 to 6 months longer, what's their quality of life going to be?
Well, their quality of life probably still sucks because they're still sick. I mean, it still has to suck. It's crazy. And people will pay tens of thousands, not people, well, people who continue to pay into their insurance policy long after those people have passed on will pay for that therapy. It's crazy. When switching to a ketogenic diet early on, smoking cessation early on, as soon as you're diagnosed, there's certain B vitamins that play a role in protecting against lung cancer.
Ginger.
Curcumin. All these other roles.
Fish oil.
They could all extend life for years, most likely. For years. And not have a deleterious effect on every other system in the body.
Well, have a good effect on every other system in the body.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go. Thanks, Cuba. Thanks for bringing us cigars and now a vaccine for lung cancer. We'll be right back.
Has you tried? tried Carbaline yet?
It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics, Progenidrex.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
My name is...
What's his name, Elisa?
Hi, my name is...
Slim Shady.
Very good. Oh, I'm impressed.
Well, I'm not really from the Brady Bunch.
I know, I'm getting that now. Okay, cool. Welcome back to Casual Friday. Okay, what do you want to talk about first?
I don't think you'd like me if I was really from the
I would never be with somebody like that. Absolutely not.
Okay, so, you know, Alex Leaf has been doing a great job of posting articles and blogs, and kudos to him. But he posted one that I wanted to talk about. And if you guys aren't going to the website and looking at these articles, you're really missing out.
Yeah.
Cranberry juice, the Band-Aid for a horrible diet.
Hey, think about that, right? Everybody's looking for pills to take and magic potions and new drugs. And guess what? Cranberry juice.
Well, interestingly enough, the researchers teamed up with an employee from Ocean Spray Cranberries.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say an employee, I mean a lone employee.
Right.
And then in parentheses, he put conflict of interest question mark.
Right.
Because, you know, they do make the cranberry juice.
Right.
But it's not 100% cranberry juice. So
no,
just
it's usually I want to say grape juice and apple juice and cranberry juice mixed together. And the smallest amount is cranberry juice.
And just think if you drank 100% cranberry juice.
Who's the company that we buy? Don't we buy it? We buy 100% cranberry juice. I think, is it Knudsen?
I think it's K-N-U-D-S-O-N, Knudsen.
And it is so tart that most people won't drink it.
Well, if you just add a little bit to your water, I think Maxime Legere put that she adds a little bit with water and lime juice.
Yeah.
I usually put a little bit with water and then a squirt of lime, real lime in mine.
Right, right.
And I don't drink it that often, but I'm going to start drinking more.
More
of
often.
It.
You probably should drink it at least once a day. Even a shot. Let's put it this way. Probably 1 or 2 ounces of real 100% cranberry juice is better than drinking a couple glasses of the other juice, which is concentrated with other fruits.
So after 8 weeks, they showed a significant reduction in fasting triglycerides, diastolic blood pressure, and C-reactive proteins, fasting glucose, and insulin resistant. The magnitude of change was small, on average about 8 to 10%. But the exception of that was the C-reactive proteins,
which
the CRPs.
When we talk about chronic inflammation, we're all looking, we're taking curcumin, fish oil. Well, guess what?
It was reduced by 44%.
That's significant.
That's significant.
CRP is an independent marker for heart disease, atherosclerosis, it's a very, very important marker to watch if you're concerned about the type of inflammation that leads to other diseases, cancers, and so on and so forth.
Well, the placebo group, their CRP increased 25%.
I wonder what the placebo was.
Well, I don't know, but
I wonder if it was just apple juice or something.
It shows a sample of their diet that they ate during this 8 week period. Egg beaters, English muffin with margarine, canned peaches, sugar for coffee, carrot sticks, vanilla wafer cookies, apple juice.
Yeah, stuff that's horrible.
Salad with vinaigrette dressing, dinner roll with margarine.
Margarine.
Angel food cake with strawberries and whipped cream. Buttermilk waffles with margarine.
Wait. Buttermilk margarines with
buttermilk waffles.
Are they bad for you? I don't like it.
Hash brown, potato casserole, vanilla pudding. I mean, brownie. Really? Graham crackers.
But here's the good news. We eat a lot cleaner than that, so what will it do for us?
That's my point.
Wow. Do we have real cranberry juice
at
home?
Yes, we do.
I'm going home and drinking some today.
I'm having cranberry juice when I
But
when
these
I
are the
home.
Kind of things that you'll find. So we have amazing articles and original blogs. In fact, I just posted a blog that you'll have to go and read to believe. Could the therapy for atherosclerosis and heart attack come with a tan? There's evidence that melanotan 2 that many of us in this audience have used in order to improve our tanning ability in the summer can actually reverse the type of inflammation that causes plaques to build up and protect the heart against damage after a heart attack.
After a heart attack.
Yeah, so you have the next 24 hours, it's called the ischemic reperfusion.
Isn't that
window.
What you used to talk about?
Beta thymosin. That's one of the questions I said. What happens if you combine this with thymosin beta 4 as a therapy? When someone comes in, they're in ischemia, you give them that shot right away, and then you control their heart rate. This, just like thymosin beta 4, showed a reduction in damage to the heart, for protecting it for over 24 hours later which is when the, most of the damage really happens. It's called the ischemia reperfusion effect. Once the heart starts beating again, that's when it starts to damage itself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, but thymus, but what does this mean about just laying in the sun? If thymus, I mean, if melanotan 2 stimulates the melanocortin system to make you get tan the same way that sun stimulates it, then hospitals should be taking their patients who have just come in for a heart attack and rolling them out on the front lawn and laying them in the sun.
Well, do you remember The Road to Wellville, that the movie that we watched? They had their
people sleeping outside.
People sleeping outside and going outside as part of their therapy.
For TB. For
yes.
Tuberculosis. Yeah. So there you go. So yeah, if you're not taking advantage of the written articles, blogs on our website, you are missing out on a lot of great information.
Yes, you are. Okay. So can we move on?
Of course.
Oh, you know, I just, I went, while you were talking, I was thinking, I have in the freezer frozen organic cranberries that I've had in there for a little while. I should get those out and make my own.
Yes, or just eat them. What about just eating cranberries?
Well, yeah, just eat them. Put them in your yogurt or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of yogurt, so way too much Greek yogurt's dark side. Okay, have you heard this?
You told me.
So I told you. Okay, so Greek yogurt is a $2 billion a year industry.
That's amazing.
And it's producing millions of pounds of waste that they don't know what to do with. Mm. It's the liquid way.
Right.
But it's not the sweet way that you get from cheese. It's the acidic way.
Which is very bitter.
It's very bitter.
Right.
So, but they don't know what to do with it. Like, for example, the Chobani plant in New York, they've got all this acid whey that they can't find anything to do with it. They are giving it to some farmers. They're paying farmers to take it off their hands, actually. And these farmers are using it to produce
nitrogen.
So, yeah. And then they're selling it. They're using it for light, for energy. I'm sorry, for energy.
So they're producing nitrogen with it, but they could also use it as a composting.
When I said light, you looked at me like, what?
I mean, I thought they were setting it on fire. I guess they, once it's nitrogen, there's a lot of things they can do with it, right? I wonder why they can't just feed it to their pigs. Because usually all that kind of stuff gets fed to pigs. I wonder if pigs will eat it.
Well, they're feeding it to some of their cattle.
There you go. That's a great quality feed.
Is it?
Yeah, whey. Holy mackerel. You know, bitter whey is what that guy, Justin Rubin, or what was his name? Justin, who was advertising on the show for a while.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he was using in that drink that he was making.
It says here that the feed can only soak up so much before becoming unmanageable slop.
Mm-hmm.
It's like dropping water on your pizza.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. But interesting. So there's a real great opportunity for companies out there who make protein-based products leverage this. They'll pay you to take it. How about
it's
that?
It's also like feeding your cows candy bars. They like it but shouldn't eat too much because it upsets their digestive system.
I was going to say, they probably get gassy and it increases cow farting, which means that greater degree of methane, which means a bigger hole in the ozone layer. So you probably can't feed cows too much. But you can feed pigs anything. Feed it to pigs.
It says that the whey is as acidic as orange juice.
That's not so bad. If you want a tart-tasting product, there's the answer to tart-tasting protein products. Use that whey and use less flavoring. I think it's a great idea. We have to take a break. I'm sorry, Elisa. I know you have more stories. Can you wait until we come back from the break?
Okay.
Are you sure? Okay. We're going to take one quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. Okay, which story shall we lead off
with? We want to talk about something that's near and dear to my heart. The honeybee situation.
Okay.
So a report came out this week that from April of 2014 through April of 2015, 42% of honeybees have died. That's the second highest in recorded history of bee die-off.
What was the first, did they say?
They didn't say.
Okay,
no. Last year, it had gone down a little bit, so I guess they kind of took their foot off the pedal and they weren't as concerned. But this year, it's increased to 42%, and it's not so. Typically, in the past, the most die off happens in the wintertime. This time, the most die off was in the summertime. And scientists are saying they can't figure out why more bees are dying in the summer than in the winter.
Okay.
Now think about that.
It's my turn
to ask you to think about something.
Okay, so you want to know my opinion?
Yes, okay. I have my opinion.
In the wintertime, bees die off because they didn't plan far enough ahead and forage enough and build enough of a storage of food, and or the cold winter and their poor hive design exposes them to the elements and they die. But in the summer, they thrive because everything is blooming and they can gather and they can save and eat at the same time now and save for later. But what also doesn't happen in the winter?
They don't spray pesticides.
Right.
In the winter
we're not growing corn. We're not growing soy. We're not growing wheat. We're not growing all this stuff in the wintertime. But we're growing it in the summertime.
Well, so I read one article. I've read several different articles. One said that some certain scientists are saying that, well, maybe there's just not enough nectar. There's not enough food for the bees to feed on.
Well,
that's like the butterflies.
That could be.
That could be. But why is there not enough? Because is it being killed by the pesticides?
It's being killed by pesticide. Kill bugs.
I mean, the herbicides that they're using?
So maybe the bees are seeing a double whammy. The pesticides are killing the bees. The nicotinoids, neonicotinoids and stuff like that and Roundup is killing the weeds, but it's also killing the bees as well. So you have direct influence of the chemicals on the bees, and then you have indirect influence on what bees eat. So it could be both of those things.
Well, so while I was driving to the studio this morning, I had a conversation with a girlfriend, and she said she got stung by a bee. So she sprayed a small amount outside where the, I guess it was a wasp nest or something.
It was a hornet, like in other words, or a bee?
Well, she said she called it a bee, but then she said there was a wasp nest.
Yeah.
And so she sprayed a little bit around her windows. She said she came out a few hours later and 13 bees were dead.
But they were bees or wasps. See, this is the problem.
She said
people
bees.
Say bees and wasps interchangeably, right? Hornets, yellow jackets.
She said bees.
Well, if she killed 13 bees, that's terrible.
I know. But my point is,
if she killed 13 wasps, I feel bad too. But
my point is, she said she sprayed just a little bit around the window.
Yeah.
So think of what the huge amount of spraying that these farmers do.
On fields, I know.
On fields.
Yeah, no, it's terrible. It's terrible. I don't know. You know, we're going to have to make a decision on what should be more important.
I think that they should put the bees on the endangered species list.
But you know
as
what?
Well.
You know why they can't do that? Because if they do that, every single chemical company in America will lose their minds because everything that they're producing is killing the bees. I'm talking about billions and billions of dollars annually. Billions and billions.
So there's somebody quoted here by saying that the bee problem is just a loud signal that there's some bad things happening in our ecosystems.
Yeah, I agree. 100%. It's very sad. Poor bees. Meanwhile, we have a frog living in our... Every year we bring the plants into the sunroom. There's a frog that lives in one of the hibiscus plants. And this year, we actually saw him in the sunroom, sitting on a Venetian blind, looking
outside,
waiting for summer to come. I tried to catch him. I wanted to put him outside. He had nothing to do with that. He jumped right back into the hibiscus tree and hid.
So we were working outside the other night, and he just came out of one of the plants, and he was sitting on the deck watching us work. And it was
Elisa put water down and he jumped into the puddle of water.
Well, I thought, well, maybe he needs water because I hadn't watered the plants yet that day and it had been really hot.
Right.
So I went and got your pitcher of water, your gallon jug of water, and poured water, a puddle of water on the deck.
And he went right in it.
He went right in it and he laid his back legs. He kind of stretched him out like he was laying there in this puddle of water. So then he climbs up the wall.
Wait. So then it's starting to get dark, and we're getting ready to finish our job out there because we're setting up and putting things out. And it's almost like he said, okay, I'm going home now. He literally went up the wall and jumped into one of the hanging planters. What are those what are those flowers that you have?
There's pansies. No, not pansies. I'm sorry. Petunias.
Petunias. He jumps in the petunias, and he went home. That was it.
And so we had just watered that petunia also.
This is the third or fourth year that he's lived in one of our plants.
This is the third year.
And every
year, first year it was in a fern.
Right.
A Boston fern. And now it's in a huge plant that's about 5 feet. No, it's about 4 feet tall.
Yeah, it's a hibiscus combination fern at the base, a hibiscus growing out of it. So for 3 years, we have taken him in our sunroom and put him back out in the summertime. He has the best life of all.
It's so funny. I was out working there and I heard him,
riveting.
One day. It's so cute.
Okay. We have, 3 to 4 minutes. We could either cover a story or take an early break. I guess we have to cover a story.
No, let's talk about dirt. I just wanted, we're talking about gardening, I just wanted to revisit the dirt.
Please.
So if we have any new listeners that they'll know, There is a microbe found in soil that mimics Prozac. And you know, that makes sense because when you get out and you garden, it makes you feel good.
Yeah.
And it makes you, I mean, I have desire to get outside and work in the yard because you feel good. Not only do you feel good about the progress and how beautiful it makes your yard look, but it also makes you feel good inside. So it's called Mycobacterium.
MYCO, myco, I think is the Latin term for mold.
It's found to mirror Prozac's effects on neurons. It's found in soil, and scientists say it may stimulate the production of the feel-good hormone serotonin.
Now, here's the interesting thing about it. While Prozac takes weeks and weeks to even start working and has a very, very short half-life in the body while you're taking it, these mycobacteria work immediately and can work for as long as 2 weeks after exposure, right?
It lasts for 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
So this is why nature is a better pharmacist, if you will, than humans are.
Somebody says something about claiming about dependency issues. So what's wrong with being hooked on gardening?
I like that.
You know?
I like it a lot. All right, we're going to take our break now, and then we have some fun stuff to talk about, right?
Yes.
We're going to, when we come back, we're going to talk about
10 ways to boost your metabolism.
There you go. 10 ways to boost your metabolism. Everybody needs a metabolism boost. Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com
guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. Everybody's looking for ways to boost their metabolism, right?
Yes.
Now, obviously, the obvious ones are exercise, but there's some other things you can do. And this first one is you start first thing in the morning, right?
17 ounces. The other says 16.
I think it's 16.
It's 16 ounces of water immediately after waking up in the morning can boost your metabolism by 30% for up to an hour or more.
Well, think about that. So you get out of bed, and the first thing you do is drink 16 ounces of water. That's not a lot. That's not hard.
No.
It's a little bit more than a can of soda's worth of water, right? A can of soda is 12 ounces.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's not a lot of water. That's easy to do.
And I do this. Drink a warm cup of lemon water. Okay. And the first thing in the morning, it helps to rehydrate your body after you sleep. It also flushes out toxins, stimulates the digestive system, and provides the body with vitamin C and potassium.
This next one I do most mornings. Eat a breakfast high in fiber and protein. I think a half a dozen eggs, 3 slices of Swiss cheese, and a bowl of oatmeal would be high in fiber and protein, right?
Yes, I think most of us here do that.
Yeah, yeah. Except on the days we're fasting.
Yes.
The next one, never skip breakfast. I don't necessarily agree with that one completely. I think you should skip breakfast once in a while when you're fasting, but clearly your metabolism will suffer if you fast for too long or too frequently, as Adele Moussa has pointed out in many of his blogs.
Okay, it says eat your breakfast mindfully. Many of us multitask while we eat and never feel like we've actually eaten. So
this is true, and it's easy to do, right? So you sit down with
your
meal. It
makes you unsatisfied.
Yeah. You sit down with your meal, and you look at the dish that you're about to eat, and you just quiet down for just a few minutes, just as little as 3 minutes.
Paying attention to what you're eating and how it tastes, and the more aware you are, it says it's going to make you more full. I don't know about that, but just being aware and tasting, like if you're eating blueberries with your oatmeal, tasting the blueberries and really being mindful.
And what is something that people do nowadays that keeps them from being mindful of their meals? They've got their iPhone in their hand
or
while
their
they're
computer,
eating.
Or their computer. You know, they're reading.
Well, the iPhone. I mean, people take it to the bathroom. When you start eating, you turn your phone on. You go look and see what's going on Facebook. Let it sit still until you finish eating. That's all.
Eating slowly. The more oxygen you take while eating, the better your body is able to digest and take in food and nutrients.
Okay, so if you're in a hurry, that just means do deep breathing while you're eating then, right? So you get more oxygen in.
Yes.
Okay.
Work out in the morning.
Yes, and that's what some of us do, mm-hmm. right? You and I do that.
45 minutes of cardio exercise help to speed up energy expenditure for up to 14 hours afterward. That's quite a bit, 14 hours. Yeah. But and even training fasted in the morning, too.
And then, of course, incorporate strength training.
No, that's what I was, yeah.
I mean, strength training, do that in the morning along with your cardio.
Don't rush. Relax.
That's a hard one for me.
Yes,
I always feel rushed. I'm always doing 3 things at one time. I hate it. I want to stop doing it. I always feel rushed. I get up in the morning, and I feel like I've got to rush to the gym, then rush from the gym to the studio, and then rush through my job. And it's like I just want to stop that.
Stress releases hormones that are linked to fat storage. So getting adequate amounts of stress and waking up refreshed will help keep your metabolism on track.
And here's one that I learned from Elisa Profumo. Drink green tea. Drink plenty of it. Drink it frequently. Right?
Mm-hmm.
How much green tea do you think you drink a day? Seriously. On average.
That's
easily 16 ounces of tea right there.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I just picked up my cup that I have here.
Yeah. And how many of those do you think you drink? I mean, I know you only drink green tea in the morning.
In the wintertime, I typically drink more green tea. But, you know, a couple of these a day. So maybe 32 ounces.
Is that because it's warm and on a cold
day?
Yeah,
but what I've been doing is making my green tea because I like to have some in the afternoon. And I'll just put ice in it and just drink iced tea. Green tea now instead of hot.
So do you think you drink 32 ounces of green tea a day
mm-hmm.
on average?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
Yep. So there you have it. I think my favorite one is the green tea and the lemon water in the morning, which I think a lot of our audience already does anyway.
There's an 11th one that that's not on the list that you don't know about.
And what is it?
It's get up and have a fight with Ronda Rousey first thing in the morning. That really boosts your metabolism.
Did you know that Ronda Rousey was on the cover of the Sports Illustrated?
Yes, and as a result of her being on the cover, you know how they have the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition every year?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have another edition where Ronda Rousey knocks the pee-pee out of all the other girls. They're going to have a fist fight, and she's going to win. Just kidding. She's in good shape. She's not the typical Sports Illustrated model, but she is absolutely she's an attractive woman, but apparently the toughest woman in the world, I think, or something. Does she have the title of being the toughest woman in the world?
Yes, I think so.
Or the most dangerous woman in the world. That's what it is.
And she's a boxer, right?
No, she's a mixed martial arts. She's UFC. They kick,
UFC,
they punch, wrestle, choke, everything. I mean, she's tough.
She became the first MMA fighter to appear in the swimsuit issue. Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, I think that's exciting that they are branching out from the waif thin model look, and they're actually looking at athletes, which she definitely is.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and I just want to mention this while we're talking about celebrities or whatever. Dr. Oz went on Fox and Friends and said that he made a big mistake by hyping weight loss supplements. And that's kind of what they were calling him a quack over what he said about weight loss supplements. So he said he made a mistake.
Did he make a mistake because he allowed himself to become a pandering arm of the marketers who were buying time to be on his show? Or did he make a mistake because he promoted supplements that don't work?
He said, this is a quote. I'd wish I'd never used the laudatory terms I used for weight loss supplements. That was the big mistake. I think we all acknowledged I stopped doing that a long time ago, over a year ago.
So he did this because they came out against him.
Do you think?
Sure. This is his mea culpa. They slapped his hand and they said, okay, and part of your penance is you're going to go on national TV and apologize for making those claims. Yeah, absolutely. So he gets to keep his tenure in the old boys club and continue to be Dr. Oz, and no one's going to come out and shoot arrows at him now because he said, oh, see, I'm a dummy. I made a mistake.
So moving on from him.
Okay.
Don't want to give him too much airtime.
No, he gets enough already.
Okay.
But let's talk about something that's in the same line as him.
Which is?
Where does all that snot come from?
Yeah, where does the snot come from?
That's actually something you said one time, and that's an
on
article.
On the show.
Yeah, where does snot, where does all that snot come
the
from?
The truth about mucus. So where does it come from?
Well, mucus is a very important component of our physiology and our immune system. It's kind of like the net that catches stuff that's coming in.
And it can actually tell you things about your health, right?
Yeah. Like if it's green, it means you're eating way too much vegetables. Now, if it's green, it means that you're fighting some sort of an infection. The viscosity of your mucus will change depending on two things. hydration, of course, and also how severe the threat that is perceived by the body is, because it will make the snot thicker and stickier and more viscous to sequester more of the stuff that it's capturing, if you will.
Mm-hmm. So right now it's pollen season here.
Yeah.
Like we wake up this morning and there's pollen all over the deck. And during an allergic response to an offending trigger such as pollen or ragweed, cells in your body squeeze out a substance called histamine, which triggers sneezing, itching, and nasal stuffiness. The tissues of the mucous membrane starts to leak fluid, and then your nose begins to run.
Right, right.
So
you always have mucus. It's just that the viscosity of it, either it's very, very watery or it gets thick like jello, one or the other.
So what do you think about the like Claritin and those things that stop the fluid?
I think that I think that some people have hyper reactions to pollen, but I think that the body knows that it doesn't want pollen inside of it. I don't know. I've never used them. I've tried. They don't work for me, and luckily I've never had to use them. I just deal with my allergies, but I don't think shutting down the response is the wise thing to do.
I don't think so either.
And I got to tell you,
because that's a natural response.
Since I've cut caffeine out, I don't know if you've noticed this, especially coffee. Since I've cut coffee out, I clear my throat far, 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 far less than I ever have before.
Okay, so I'm reading this on WebMD, right?
Mm-hmm.
Be a part of the conversation about honeybee health. And then there's two different articles or two different like ads that you can click on.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who the ads are sponsored by?
Monsanto.
Yes.
Are you kidding?
No.
Is that right on this page here? Hold on a second.
So it's on WebMD. Be part of the conversation. And then it's a sponsored ad by Monsanto.
I'm on WebMD. Where is it? Down at the bottom?
Down at the bottom. Yep.
Where does mucus come from? It comes from Monsanto. Okay. Mine doesn't say that, apparently.
Okay, so here's a question. Why does approximately 26 countries refuse GMO? So you go to this page, and then it's a Monsanto-sponsored ad. And so this girl asks, why did approximately 26 countries refuse GMOs?
And then, of course, the Monsanto answer is because they're dumb. We're smarter than them.
So it just goes to talk about the commercial crops that are currently safe and recognized as safe in the United States.
Recognized as safe eliminates all culpability from Monsanto, and the FDA gives them that.
And then it says, we're only aware of two countries, Peru and Kenya, that have banned cultivation and importation of GMOs.
Well, they're partially right. They'll allow it for foods, but not feeds. I forget what it is. Well, they treat animal feed and human food differently. So some countries will allow GMOs to be brought in and not have to be labeled for animal consumption, but not human consumption or something like that.
There are others who don't allow it to be grown, including several in Europe. However, GM soy is imported by Europe and is used to feed their livestock.
That's it. We talked about that the other day.
Recently, a group of over 20 prominent European plant scientists wrote an open letter to the EU Parliament calling for a fundamental revision of GM regulation.
And again, I have a funny feeling that it's not the genetic modification. Intrinsically, that's the problem. But it's the genetic modification that allows them to spray a lot of glyphosate on it and not kill it, and then it becomes a vehicle to deliver glyphosate, that's the problem.
But I just find it ironic that they had a bee flying, and it said, be a part of the conversation, ask your questions, and they're the ones that are killing off the bees.
Yeah, they should actually have a dead bee instead of a flying bee to represent their articles. But, yeah, that's Monsanto. Look, they're billions and billions of dollars. They have the smartest marketing people in the world. Of course, they're going to change the conversation any way they can. Lure people in, answer questions, act like the authority. See, there's nothing wrong with this stuff. It's okay. The bees are dying because God wants them to die. It's terrible. How about we take a break?
Okay.
All right, so when we come back, we've got lots more good stories. You're listening to Casual Friday. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com. Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Have you tried Carbolin yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbolin, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbolin is the answer. Carbolin is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbolin right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbolin.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbolin.com. GetCarbolin.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net. or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. What do you want to talk about?
Well, you did a show this week on Monday about glyphosate testing.
Yes.
Or glyphosate. Isn't that the way he pronounced
glyphosate.
It?
Glyphosate.
Is that how he pronounced it?
He's from England.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, I thought that was really interesting. If you guys haven't listened to the show, you may want to. It was a really good show.
Yeah. Now you can be tested in your home, your urine or breast milk, to determine the levels of glyphosate in your blood.
So, there was a post on my wall from Linda Shafrick. I think I'm pronouncing her last
Shafrick.
Name. Shafrick. About an actual family that was tested before and after they went organic. And before they went organic, they were tested and they found lots of pesticides in their body. The pesticide levels were harmful. And then was it 2 weeks later?
Yes, in as little as 2 weeks.
8 of 12 pesticides showed up in their systems before they went organic. And then 2 weeks later,
they were gone.
After the urine samples were taken, all of the pesticides were gone.
And I think we can all agree that chemicals are not good for us. I don't care what the USDA, the FDA, and the manufacturers of these chemicals try to convince you. If you really believe these chemicals are good for you, get an eyedropper and just start putting it on your kids' tongues now. Okay? They're not harmless. Some of these I've looked up. They've been implicated in, like, trichloropropane was one of them that was found. 3-BPA was another one. These have been shown to affect the reproductive hormones of males. They're anti-androgens, okay? You have a young child, a male child, that's still in the development phase. You don't want these chemicals in his body. You'd have to be an idiot to want these chemicals in his body. Or you'd have to be even a bigger idiot to ignore this type of information and worry about the propaganda that companies like Monsanto are producing, like you just talked about a second ago, you know, oh, be part of... This is nonsense. Chemicals are not supposed to be inside your body. Man-made chemicals synthesized to kill bugs and plants should not be inside your body. I don't care if you can't afford to eat organic. At least acknowledge that there is a better way than eating conventionally grown produce today. That's it. I mean, look at that. 2 weeks. I asked the guy that was on the show the other day, so if I get my blood tested for glyphosate, once I start, you know, making sure that I'm eliminating it from as many places as possible, how long does it take to see the drop? And he said probably 4 to 6 weeks. They saw a drop in 2 weeks by just going completely organic. I mean, that gives me a lot of hope.
That does. Okay, so on the heels of that story, I wanted to talk about the USDA this week created a new government certification for GMO-free.
This is worrying me.
Why is it worrying you?
Because anytime the government does this kind of stuff, look, what did the FDA do with high fructose corn syrup?
They changed the name to fructose.
How many times has the government allowed companies to hide behind nomenclature, to hide what was really in food? The USDA's job, believe me, someone said...
And guess who's the one who outlined the new certification?
Go ahead, who?
Tom Vilsack.
Okay. So Tom Vilsack sits down with the USDA and says, look, it's inevitable.
And keep in mind, everybody, he used to work for Monsanto.
Right. So Tom Vilsack sits down with the government, because don't forget, industry tells the government what to do. Government tells the people what to do, but industry tells the government what to do. Tom Vilsack sits down with the USDA and goes, look, it's inevitable. Damn Vermont. We're going to have labeling here in the United States. So what we need to do is come up with a way that we can deceive the public. And that's your job, USDA. Since you're going to be responsible for creating the guidelines for labels, come up with a way so we can deceive the public. You know that's what the discussion is. Especially if Tom Ballsack is at the helm here. and I'm sorry for the little children listening right now, a ball sack is a big bag that you keep your basketballs and soccer balls in, okay? I mean, you know that that's the goal of the government. How do we deceive these idiots? How do we deceive the public and keep them eating this crap without them knowing it? We're going to just change the name. Or we're going to say, hey, look, it's unrealistic. Given the proliferation of genetically modified crops today, it's unrealistic to exclude everything. So if anything has under 5% genetically modified foods in it, we'll say zero.
They'll get around it somehow.
Yeah, look. Okay, we're putting our foot down on trans fats. So what do they do? Well, if it's under 1 gram of trans fats, you don't have to label
per
it.
Serving.
Yeah.
Per serving.
So just make the serving smaller and use less trans fats. You'll still be able to do what you're doing. I mean, this is what the government does. You know, I don't agree with China about a lot of things, but I do agree with China with one thing. When they have politicians or agency leaders who are found duping the people, you know what they do to them, Elisa?
They
firing squad.
They execute
them. Yeah, just imagine if they put, what's her name that's leaving office, leaving the FDA now? Dr. Margaret Hamburg. And shot her for the atrocities performed on the American people under the ruling of the Food and Drug Administration, supposed to be protecting them. What would the signal be to every other little pisher politician out there who's about to sell his soul to some major corporation for funding to back his next campaign? I mean, think about that. I'm sorry. I don't agree with China about a million things, but one thing I agree with them is their hard, heavy-handed way that they deal with political corruption. I like it. I like it a lot.
And in here it says, the government says that GMOs on the market now are safe, so mandatory labels aren't needed, but the consumer advocates are pushing for mandatory labeling so that shoppers will have the right to know.
I'm Googling something. Keep talking. No.
Okay. So, anyway, I guess the Grocery Manufacturers Association is coming out against this. They don't want this to happen.
Oh, of course not. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21.
That's about 25,
50,
you can
75,
count.
100, 125, 50, 175, 200. Over 200 drugs approved by the FDA put into the human population, and only after it started to make people sick and or kill people were removed.
Over 200.
Now, for all those idiots out there that still believe that when the government says something it's safe, that you should open your mouth and take large quantities of it, well, I already said, you're an idiot. Because the government has killed and poisoned people already saying things were safe. And then after a massive number of bodies showed up, like in the Vioxx deal, 55,000, like, oh, well, you know what? We need to recall this now. This is nonsense. Government is made up of people. There are people in this world that are corrupt. There's no way to keep corrupt people out of the government any more than there's ways to keep corrupt people out of any other industry. So when you take what the government says as gospel truth, you're basically an idiot. If you don't question everything and apply your own critical thinking to it, you're an idiot. So the government says it's safe. Okay, go on. I'm sorry. Now we'll just swallow it now because the government said it's safe. And again, I don't know that I'm against genetically modified crops. I don't know enough about them, so I'd like to avoid them. What I do know is they are a vehicle to deliver chemicals. That I do know. And those chemicals we know aren't good for us. So.
Okay, so do we have to take a break?
We don't have to. Let me see. I
just want to mention something. So you know how you always talk about the Vioxx?
Yeah.
I always talk about the walnuts.
Walnuts, yeah, I know.
So we've received a new study this week that came out of Harvard, and it said Harvard researchers find walnuts may help slow colon cancer growth.
Really?
I tried to get the authors on, but I couldn't get a hold of the media person. Her email kept being bounced back, so I'm still working on it. But So what they're said, what they said in here is just 2 servings or 2 ounces per day of walnuts for humans helped to stop the growth of
tumors.
Yeah.
In the colon.
In the colon cancer, yes.
So those of you out there who've had colon cancer, you should be eating walnuts every single day.
Oh, that should be Walter Santoni.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. I don't even think they listen to the show anymore, but if he's listening, absolutely. I mean, I eat 2 to 3 handfuls of walnuts every single day as part of my fat consumption.
I put walnuts in my oatmeal for breakfast in the morning.
Yeah. So there you go. Another good thing about walnuts. Elisa Profumo is going to be the official spokesperson for Diamond Walnuts. One of these days, they'll get the hint. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We've got more stories. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel, but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Hi, my name is...
What?
My name is...
Who?
My name is...
That's the same song?
Hi. Yes.
It's my actually a different one,
what?
I think.
My name is...
Who?
Yeah, it's
my
a different
name
one.
Is name Shady.
Listen.
Hi, my name is... What? My name is... Who? My name
like
is...
It's AC/DC. Welcome back. Okay.
Don't you have an announcement?
Yes. Oh, thank you. We have a sale right now on Primal D. Primal D is the only human-appropriate vitamin D supplement in the world. So powerful, it's patented. You can save $20 off. That's right, $20 off a year's supply. One bottle should last you about a year. It's 420 servings. So if you, even if you use two sprays a day like I do, that's still going to be... 210 days, so maybe not the whole year. You can get $20 off, get a bottle for $59.95, use the coupon code FLASH, F-L-A-S-H, 5995, and the word FLASH should be all caps, F-L-A-S-H, 5995. Go to primal-d.com today and check it out. Okay, thank you for reminding me.
Okay, so this one's for you girls out there in the audience. And if you're a guy, it's for, it could be for you too.
Yeah, you could be a vain guy. You're like, there's guys that don't have, they don't belong to gyms where they have showers or they don't have time to shower after they train, where they have to get out of the gym and go right on. Like our good friend Brady Webb comes in. He trains in his jeans and whatever shirt he's wearing to work that day and then he leaves.
He does.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, so.
Okay. So before you work out, apply dry shampoo to your hair.
Now, dry shampoo is basically talcum powder, isn't it?
Well, you can use talcum powder. I have a powder that I use from Aveda.
Mm-hmm.
And it absorbs the moisture.
Right. So, but don't use too much because you don't want to look like Pigpen walking around with dust streaming behind you. So there you go.
When you put your hair up, don't pull it too tight because pulling it too tight can cause other problems.
That, like leaving a crease in your hair, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Use a soft elastic band. I do. I mean, I buy the little bands that don't have
the elastic in
the
them.
Elastic in them.
Yeah, they're just like they're like little scrunchy things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So this is an interesting one, and I just started doing this actually, making a bun or
top knot
on the top of your head, and then when you take it down, your hair has a ton of volume.
Yeah. So basically, a top knot is it's a ponytail that comes straight out of the top of your head like a water fountain.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. Yeah.
And then you can just twist it in a bun if you want to. And actually, I do sleep like that a lot too, so that my hair doesn't tangle when I'm asleep.
That's a great idea.
Wearing a sweatband. I don't know about that one. I think that one's kind of 60s.
Yeah, right.
Olivia Newton-John kind of thing.
Yeah, right, exactly. Remember when all girls wore those?
Let's get physical.
Remember when girls wore that thing that looked like a big roll on their top of their head? That was the goofiest looking thing I've ever seen.
I used to take my stepdad used to use bandanas on the farm. He'd use them as handkerchiefs. So I'd just take some bandanas and tie them around my head.
Yeah. You were like a little rebel, weren't you?
No, not really.
Okay.
Use a blow dryer afterward. I guess you're just drying the sweat.
Mm-hmm.
And it says here if you run outside to use a UV protectant on your hair.
Mm.
I guess if your hair is
colored,
it's going to make it
because usually people want those highlights from the sun in the summertime. They look pretty.
I like them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it.
What about mind your brush? What was that one about?
Oh, I don't know.
Your hair gets extra tangly with sweat in it, but be advised against combing right after a workout. Use a brush with boar's bristles. This is what you use, like a Mason Pearson's brush. That will keep it from frizzing up.
I use a brush that's really nice. I'm digging in.
It has real bristles.
And it's supposed to take the
oil and spread it out.
And spread it from the scalp to the roots. And since I've started using this brush, it actually, my hair is in better shape. And the ends don't get dry anymore because the oil is being spread as you brush it.
Right.
And it's made by the people who make that macadamia oil.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And this brush is made by those people. It's really nice.
If you use brushes made out of real animal bristles, like boar's hair and so on, the brush has the tendency to actually capitalize on the oil in the hair and spread it out. If you use the things made out of plastic, you don't get that.
And well, this brush wasn't cheap, but it was really worth it. I bought it on Amazon.
They last forever, too.
It was way worth the price. Yeah. I mean, it's the first time I've bought an expensive brush, but it's really worth it. It really protects your hair.
I like brushing your hair, too. That's a lot of fun. If you guys are out there, brush your girl's hair. They like it.
Okay, so I have a question. While we're on the topic of hair, is there a remedy for gray hair?
Yes, it's called Grecian Formula for Men.
Well, I just ran across this person's blog, and it says that there is a cause of gray hair and that you can reverse that cause.
There's a lot of causes for gray hair. I don't think there is a single cause.
The main cause of gray hair is a lack of the essential nutrients, especially vitamin A and B, along with minerals, copper, iron, and zinc. Copper in particular is not only necessary for hair pigmentation, it is needed by the body to maintain the health of the artery walls. And without it, you end up with what's known as elastic fiber breakdown. Any thoughts on that?
Well, no. I mean, copper is implicated in both hair loss and hair graying, but so is thyroid, as well as an over-deposition of iron. There's a lot of things. I mean, look. People get chemotherapy. Their hair falls out. It grows back. It doesn't grow back gray.
It grows back a different color sometimes, and it grows back a different
curly
consistency sometimes.
Yeah. So, you know, the point is some people are susceptible to certain things. For certain people, this is a toxin. For certain people, this is a toxin. But I think the accumulation of toxins and the depletion of certain minerals will give you gray hair.
Okay.
I think it's different for everybody.
So he's saying that to start out with a remedy for gray hair is to start out with a good liquid colloidal mineral supplement.
Mm-hmm. Why not just any mineral supplement? Why does it have to be colloidal?
I don't know. He says also blackstrap molasses, which is rich in essential vitamins and minerals. Now, I wouldn't mind taking drinking some the molasses because that's natural.
Well, there's something else that molasses has that isn't being discussed here, or maybe it is. And that's sulfur. Apparently, there is some evidence out there that increasing sulfur levels in the body plays a role on graying hair.
Really?
Yep. Yeah. But it also plays a role on detoxification. So I don't know if it's because the body is doing a better job at getting the toxins out, which are leading to the graying hair, or what. But yes, sulfur. Methyl sulfur methane, MSM, is a good alternative to increase sulfur. So there you go.
And some natural ways to cover your gray: henna. I used to put henna on my hair when I was younger
to
turn it like that reddish color.
So did I. When I lived in Vegas, I used to put the henna that's called eggplant. It's like a black blue henna.
Uh-huh.
I would put it on my head and then lay out by the pool and let it bake in. And so, my hair would be almost bluish black. It was really cool.
Gooseberries as a cure for gray hair. You drink gooseberry juice every day along with mixing up a combination of dried gooseberries and coconut oil. And then you massage it into your scalp. Now, the girl that used to do my hair, who I fired, said that coconut oil is not good for your hair.
Yeah, but she's wrong. She's been wrong about a lot of things. That's why you had to fire her.
Yeah.
She smoked like a chimney, and you know she's telling you what's good for your hair. Meanwhile, your hair looked better than hers, and she's telling you to stop putting that crap in your hair.
Well,
her hair was like all dried out. And
I got to tell you, since I've stopped going to her, my hair is a lot healthier.
Yeah, yeah. Just because she's a hairdresser doesn't mean she knows anything. All right, we're going to take our last commercial break.
Yes.
And we'll be right back to wrap up the show. Stay tuned.
One-two punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755. 539-2755.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
So what are we talking about first?
Well, last week I mentioned something about the studies that I read.
Yeah.
And that it appears to me that a lot of the studies are not about women. Most of them are about men.
Yes, yes.
And I guess Mitt Romney mentioned that.
What were you attributing?
What did
this?
I base my claims on?
Yeah, right.
I wasn't basing the claims on anything other than what I see that comes through my desk.
Right.
Basically.
Let me explain. We belong to several clearinghouses as a legitimate news media outlet, which we are classified as. We get everything that we want from Associated Press, news wires, all everything that's related to science, any emerging science.
We get news releases that I get 4 or 5 days before I hear it on Good Morning America any of the morning
they're
shows
embargoed.
Or any of the news. So they're all embargoed. We get them, and then we can invite the authors on or not.
Right. And reality is we get them at the same time NBC, ABC, and everybody else gets them because we're on the same lists as them.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So in my travels of going through all these different studies looking for authors to or scientists, doctors to invite onto the show, there are very few that are geared toward women.
Addressing
women's issues. There are a lot. Like next week we have one woman coming on, Dr. Carol Lang, sleep apnea, depression in men.
Right.
In men.
But women suffer from sleep
apnea
too.
Women get sleep apnea too.
Right.
So my point in saying that was a lot of the studies that are done on men's issues. And to take it a step further, last year sometime we talked about how they don't do studies on female rats.
We actually had an author of a study on the show, and the study was basically showing that all research, nearly 100% of all research done on rodents or on animals, are always done on the male version of the species, not on the female. And the reason for that, and the study pointed out, was because of that pesky hormone
estrogen.
So what the study attempted to elucidate were two things. Number one, the outcomes of research on the female counterpart of a given species is different than the outcome on males, but we only focus on the male outcome. And secondly, that estrogen contributes to that outcome, so we must start doing more testing on the female of the species. That was the reason for her study. She said, look, drugs don't work the same on women and men. It's because of that pesky hormone estrogen, which is the reason why they don't use female rats. They use males. But their aversion to using female rats is leading to misrepresentation of science as it applies to women. And we need to start using female animals as well.
And other than the Women's Health Initiative, how many studies have there been that you know of?
There's been several. There's been the one on female nurses. There's been one in the UK.
Well, we had the one on the female nurses on the show.
But clearly, research in general is not female-centric and excludes the female of the species on whatever they're testing.
Well, let's just say there's 30 studies that I'm looking at. At least, not a half, but, you know, maybe 10 of them are about men.
Yeah, and specifically about men.
Specifically about men and none about women.
Right.
Zero.
Right.
So that's not a scientific claim, but that's my
observation. Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, it's so true that we have people within the scientific community saying, look, we need to start to expand research to always, whatever the research is, you know, if we're doing a double blind placebo control study, we also have to have male rats and female rats and look at how the difference with them.
And why are there so many women and going back to the hormones and menopause, and if there are so many women who have no clue, zero, what to do when they start going through menopause?
I know. You would think, I said this years ago, if men went through menopause, we would have found a lot more alternatives than just putting everybody on SSRIs. Because the guy was typically the breadwinner. Well, today the women are the breadwinners too.
Well, even Amit points out in this post that 60% of the U.S. bachelor's degrees are women.
Yeah.
So they're becoming the majority of the breadwinners, it appears.
And so I predict that we are starting to see an emergence of more female-centric research.
Even when they do studies, and here's another frustration of mine, just to take it one step further. We've had people on the show where they've done studies, and I've asked about the gender differences in the research. And because they pool the male and female responses in the research together and don't tease it out and go, well, males were different than females. They just pool it together to come up with like an average. We don't know what the specific gender differences in certain research. And doctors need to start looking at them. And I know what they're going to say. So now $1 million study is going to be $2 million because you have to do this research on the male rats and the same research on the female rats. Well, yeah, because there's females taking those drugs too. So, and then there's the whole animal model studies don't translate to human model studies anyway. I mean, it's sciences. It's mired in protocols that have become outdated, in my opinion. But anyway, okay.
Okay, so speaking of studies, we've got some pretty good shows next week.
Just give us a few. What are they?
Sleep apnea linked to depression in men.
That's a good one.
Your handshake tells the story of your health.
That's going to be a great one, by the way.
Mediterranean diet plus olive oil and nuts linked to improved cognitive function.
Okay, okay.
Walking an extra 2 minutes each hour may offset hazards of sitting too long.
That's a big one. So if you're in an office and you're sitting, you need to get up and walk for at least 2 minutes every hour. That we're going to talk about that. There's a lot of other questions that are going to be answered in that discussion.
Does long-term use of psychiatric drugs cause more harm than good?
I'd say so.
And then the one about cannabis. What is
cannabidiol?
Cannabidiol.
It's been shown to be useful in cancer, pain management, and it does not get you high.
Is it an oil or? Okay.
It usually comes in an oil. It doesn't get you high. It doesn't have the tetrahydrocannabinol THC factor. So it's legal. You can get it in the United States. So you get all of the positive benefits of weed without the high. And it's making a big, big emergence within the anti-aging community right now.
And where do you apply it? Or do you?
You take it.
You
take it orally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They're using it to fight cancer. They're using it for pain management. It's a pretty exciting molecule. Yeah.
So some good shows next week.
Yeah, so tune in. And then, of course, thanks to our title sponsor, All-American EFX Sports. If you want a free sample of Carbolin, a superior pre-workout carbohydrate supplement, you can go to superhumanradio.com and try it for yourself. Coach Wade Johnson is using it now. He can't say enough nice things about it. He's using that, and he's doing some of the most arduous training that he's done and not feeling gassed at the end of them. So we'll be talking more about that.
Okay.
And thanks to everybody for listening this week, and hope you can tune in next week. See you then.
Bye.